hope this collection also tells a certain story. It certainly does in my mind. I leave it up to the listener to interpret that story for himself or herself. The first speech you'll hear was given on behalf of a politician I strongly supported for president, Barry Goldwater. All other speeches are from my White House years. You'll hear them exactly as I delivered them. In some instances, only parts of the speeches are included because they were quite long. Speech making has played a major role in my life. Some of my critics over the years have said that I became president because I was an actor who knew how to give a good speech. Well, I suppose that's not too far wrong, because an actor knows two important things: to be honest in what he's doing and to be in touch with the audience. That's not bad advice for a politician either. My actor's instinct simply told me to speak the truth as I saw it and felt it. I don't believe my speeches took me as far as they did merely because of my rhetoric or delivery, but because there were certain basic truths in them that the average American citizen recognized. When I first began speaking of political things, I could feel that people were as frustrated about the government as I was. What I said simply made sense to the guy on the street, and it's the guy on the street who elects presidents of the United States. And